Told him you get to go home at night if you want. Or you can take a lunch break if you want, Mark.
They're calling into the phone, Bridget, if they'd like to participate. So the number was given out through Jerry Lean to them. So I believe there was one lady that was going to be calling in. So I would maybe just...
We heard Deb is on the phone.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll wait a little bit, of course.
Seemed to be a little early, like the usual.
Start earlier.
Where's the Jerry?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Deb said she was going to be on the line. So how many communities do you have left for this?
I know you're looking at the August demand.
Right, we just did that one today.
You're still looking on it?
Yeah, three of them.
Three?
Yeah, Dickens is pretty close. Tioga and Stanley are on the Tioga and Ray. We presented ours. They're looking at theirs. They're doing their due diligence.
Good. Like I always said, it's better do it now when there's not the big issues.
Right.
Did you find Jerry, Mr. Sheldon?
Yeah. Went to the vault for something.
Thanks. All right, Scott, so you got everybody dialed in. It's supposed to be, and everybody spoke good.
So if somebody may join at a certain point, like I said, the number was given out just so if anybody wanted to participate, they could.
Okay, so we are broadcasting live.
Correct. Just make sure we get the mic.
All right, thanks, Scott. Okay, folks, good afternoon. This is Commissioner Brian Culk. We're meeting in the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It's approximately 1:30. We're meeting for an informal with two cases, case number PU12231 and case number PU12232. MDU, Brook Divide Electric Cooperatives, a potential service area agreement, as well as associated PCNNs. Notices, this has been properly noticed. There was comments where any groups were interested were due back by July 31st. We've received no comments at this time. I'm joined by my commissioner, fellow colleague, Commissioner Kevin Kramer. Kevin, do you have any opening comments?
Good afternoon. Welcome. Look forward to a good hearing.
Okay. With that, I guess, what's the best way? Dan, you ready to go?
Sure. Dan Kuntz, appearing on behalf of MDU Resources, Montana Dakota Utilities Co. Commissioners, this is a joint application by Montana Dakota and Burke Divide Electric Cooperative for approval of a service area agreement for Kenmare, North Dakota. Pursuant to North Dakota Century Code 490306, Kenmare, as you know, is an area that's experiencing some significant growth and expected to continue to experience some growth with the Bakken development area. This is a 10-year service agreement. It has essentially the same or similar terms that you've seen in other service area agreements to which Montana Dakota is a party to. The application by Montana Dakota also includes an application for a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve the service areas that are designated as Montana Dakota's under the service area agreement. The service area agreement has been approved by the City of Kenmare, so your approval now is the last approval necessary to finalize it. Mr. Callahan is here with a map of the service area, which is attached to the application. He can answer any questions about the area, and I understand that Ms. Hoffert is on the phone for Burke Divide.
Yeah, with that, I guess I jumped the gun a little bit to just maybe go around the table very quickly. I was Dan Kuntz, just from MDU, and Tammy, if you can just come the rest of the way around.
Tammy Eberle with Montana Dakota.
Ken Callahan with MDU.
Jerry Leon with staff.
Mark Grubin, commission staff.
And Deb, are you out there joining us on the phone?
Yes, I am. I am here in my office in Minot, North Dakota by myself.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Dan, where would we leave it at just now? You said turn it over to Ken?
Yeah, to the extent you've got any questions regarding the service area agreement, I can try to answer those. Or if you've got any questions regarding the map.
This one looks pretty straight. I mean, you don't have any sort of incumbent you know, customers or whatever, you know, in each other's area. It doesn't look like that, other than those two little squares, but there's no leapfrogging, if you will, that from what I can see.
No.
Is there?
No, we just have one customer. I believe we listed them in there that we're serving. But, yeah, you can see that we're serving the city, and then they let us grow over to the water. That made sense.
Right.
Infrastructure, the refuge is over here. Our facilities, we've got a substation up here, and we serve the airport. It made sense for us to go up here.
Sure.
The reason we didn't take this over here is because that's one of their employees, retired employees. And it made sense. Our infrastructure, our line runs right here. So it was a pretty good it took us a little while to get there. But, you know, it takes time, and as busy as everyone is, just like you made the comment, it's you're lucky to see me down here.
Yeah.
We're busy. But I'm happy that we put this together, and it looks good.
How far, just to give me a sense, is that a mile out to the airport? I know the airport. I'm pretty familiar with it. So going to the east there, that runs beyond the runway or the landing strip?
Yeah, these are one-mile sections here.
Right, okay. So, okay, well, that's okay. What's the likelihood of development in that area? I mean, I would guess that the airport itself inhibits to some degree, but to the north there, it looks like there's a fair bit of potential.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of growth. Well, you'll see something in here, but over in here, we'll have to, because of the airport, we'll have to do the restrictions.
Sure.
And that's, I think Annabelle Holmes and a couple other groups are looking at this as well. And, okay. And then what you're going to see is this is going to start to take off right in here.
Uh-huh.
So the, you know, a lot of discussions from the co-ops about how much power they're going to need, and I guess you also have some filed, but I mean, are you anticipating what kind of growth in that area? I mean, from X amount of megawatts to double or?
Generation needs.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't, I can't really answer that to you. I do know that depends on the big loads. Residential, we're okay.
Yep.
It's when you start adding the commercial loads.
Sure.
You know, when you had 3 and 4 megawatts here, that's when it gets critical.
Okay. On another note, I see a lot of requests, you know, to serve something in one of the co-op areas out in one of the rural areas. From you guys have a line a lot closer. It seems like there's been a lot more of those in the last year or so. None that turned out to be very controversial. But just what's some of the background on that? Just that way more people moving into the area? Because I see your name on a lot of them.
Well, what I've done is I've taken it over for the whole Badlands region, so it's the Dickinson and the Williston area. So it goes from Mohall over to Crosby down to Bowman, that whole area.
Okay.
Really that part of the state. And what we're doing is if someone wants to grow outside the city, we sit down with the cooperatives and see if it makes sense for us to serve them. And if it does, then we fill out the paperwork and you get that. So they all run through my desk. That way we have one point of contact visiting with the co-ops.
So it's not so much there's been a big growth, it's just that all of them I'm seeing your name on them.
You see my name on a lot of them, but you can see there's where the growth is. Yeah. The growth is pretty big.
I think it's pretty clear. I assume you're talking about the temporary PCNNs.
Yep.
The, I mean, that's kind of encouraging. So you actually...
You're growing outside the...
Yeah, and you're talking to the... You're taking each one, sort of creating your own little agreement before you even apply for the PCNN. Okay.
Yep.
One of the things I've been looking for is that, like, Jason, if his staff has agreed on it ahead of time, it makes it a lot easier to do, or vice versa.
And we have the conversation with him prior to it. You know, we'll have that conversation. The customer requests us to first two things. The customer can ask us to serve them, and then we look at it. Does it make sense for us to serve it? If we've got to go 10 miles and their facilities are there, that really doesn't make business sense. But if we are right there and they're a long ways away, you may see a time where we'll ask to serve it and we won't agree with the cooperative, but for the most part, we sit down and we go over these one by one, case by case. I send it to Jason, send it to Dale, send it to John. Sure. And you'll see on the bottom of them, on the notes, what we're saying is, and the lady over at your office here, I should introduce
Kara.
Myself. Kara, I send her the follow-up email so she doesn't have to send out the paperwork from the cooperative manager giving us permission to, or letting us, agreeing that we should serve it. Not giving us permission, but
not a point.
Telling us that it makes sense that we should serve it.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I didn't have any questions about this. I just wanted to use this opportunity to ask that question.
So it looks like really the only, all we really need in the file you'd be offering would be the application and all the supporting materials. That's the only document other than Jerry's recommendation.
Yeah. Deborah, are you still out there? Do you have anything else that you wanted to offer to the discussion?
No, I don't. You know, the map, they work that out, and we think the map is a good representative of how we're going to serve, and who's going to serve what load, so we're happy with the service area agreement. And I'm sorry, you're looking for which document, Commissioner?
No, I was just stating that the only one of the things we have to do, and we sometimes get lax on this with informals, is that the everything has to be offered as evidence, even though it's an informal hearing. And I think the only document to be offered really is the application and the supporting or attached.
If the commission's interested, we do have copies of the minutes
Okay.
of the City of Kenmare showing their approval of the service area agreement.
Idea.
So we can introduce that.
Yeah, that's great. In fact, I think that's a good idea.
Right, and we don't have any objections.
Okay, great.
Okay. Jerry, do you have anything to add from staff perspective other than your memo?
No, just you have the memo that recommends approval. I would add that there was a typo in the memo. The very last word in the memo should have been Kenmare instead of Jamestown.
Why is that, do you think?
I fixed the original.
There's something we don't know.
I think. Yeah, it was fixed on the original.
Yeah.
Well, cool. The only thing I could think of is we've got a special meeting scheduled for, August 13th now? More than likely, unless there's something out of the ordinary, we'll probably put this on that.
Sure could. If, I don't know if you're in a hurry, but.
No, it's just nice to get it behind you.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's we'll probably look at putting it on that.
I think we should.
Might as well.
Because our next meeting's not till August 29th, so that could get piled up, so we might as well provide whatever relief we can for that.
Okay. Kevin, do you have anything else?
Nothing else. Looks good. Thanks, you guys.
All right, we'll close the informal hearing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deb.
Bye-bye.
I didn't drive down just for this.
Someone has left the conference.
Deborah, how far is Pringle and Herrickstead?